When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Listen to The Passage now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The commander wants to see you.
Why?
I think we're going back. I think we're going back to Tumen Bay.
What?
Get up. Come with me. He's here, General Quillen.
Madu, I'm sorry to have to tell you. Your mother is dead.
Dead? What? How?
I don't know. I have been summoned. I have to go back to Tumen Bay. You were to come with me. You will come too, Daniel.
General.
You have no idea what happened.
All I know, young man, is that my brother Gregor will be having a very uncomfortable time.
This way, in here.
There's a beginning and an end to everything. But if beginnings are full of hope, ends are overrated.
All right, back to the beginning.
What?
Go back to the beginning.
Look, what's the point
of... You are not here to ask questions. Who is Sarah?
A slave. She was new. She was newly born.
What made you choose her to attend to Her Majesty?
She was untainted.
Many slaves are bought every day. Why her? What made her suitable for the Sultan's wife?
She was special, educated.
She was your spy?
Of course she was his spy.
Yes, but...
But what?
It is my duty to...
Keep my wife from harm.
A duty in which you have failed.
There were papers, ancient relics in her possession that she kept hidden, undeclared, that have gone missing.
How do you know this?
My informants. I had reason to believe the first wife was... Well, she might have been...
Go on.
I apologize, Your Majesty, but I suspected your wife may have been involved in a plot to overthrow you.
He's just trying to save his head.
I believe there are others. Give me time, Majesty. Let me find this slave, Sarah. She has disappeared. She may be the murderer, or she may have witnessed the murder and been killed herself. I'll solve this. I'll find out who did it, if you just give me time.
No, you may not, Kalami. Find me the spies and traitors. I want results, or I'll have your head on a pole.
Yes, Majesty. Yes. Thank you.
Actually, I'm very attached to my head. I intend to keep it, whatever the cost.
Oh, Your Excellency.
Why are you all sitting around?
Is everything all right?
Never better. There's work to be done. Fali, I want to know which guards were on which gates last night.
At what time? There would have been changes.
Throughout the night. And you?
Sir, make sure.
The harem, bring me the sentry on duty.
Yes, Excellency.
Tuman Bay, Episode 6, In the Beginning, by Mike Walker.
What's going to happen to us?
How should I know?
Of course you know. I should have listened to you.
I shouldn't have listened to you. They'll sell us. If we're lucky.
And if we're not?
Remember what the boy said about the vats. Don't worry, we're worth more alive. We'll both fetch a good price.
But they can't. I'm a...
No one. You're no one.
Do you think it's true what they say?
Hmm?
The Tuman Bay is finished.
How should I know?
I always wanted to go there. But not to be married. Not to be married to someone I've never even seen. I fought my parents over it. I refused to go. Now I just want to be there and find them. What?
In my country, a young woman would choose the warrior she goes with.
But we're not in your country. Sorry. Where is that anyway?
Long way away. Who is this man you are marrying?
My father's partner. If you want to set up a business in Tuman Bay, you have to have someone who is a native.
No one's a native there. They all start out as slaves. So it is said. So you're just part of a business contract?
I suppose so.
Who knows? You might even get sold to your father as a slave.
I'm not a slave!
Look around you, free woman.
Quiet back there, you damn dog!
Why have you done this? I told you I'm a...
You too, bitch.
Keep it moving! Yeah! Yeah!
Were you free? In that faraway country of yours?
It isn't there anymore. So it doesn't really matter that I was free.
How can it not be there anymore?
I believe the man's word. He promised an alliance with his masters. I trusted him. We laid down our weapons. He lied.
Who was this man?
He came with the Sultan's seal from Tuman Bay. And if I ever see him again, he will die by my sword. And if I have no sword, I will rip his throat from his body with my bare hands.
Where
Please.
Is she?
What are you...
Where is she? I won't ask you again.
What are you talking about? What? For the love of God, no!
Where is my slave? I swear I will dash this thing's brains out on the floor if you do not tell me.
I swear I do not know. On my life.
On this child's life?
Please, Excellency, I swear I do not know where she is. You may search the house, the grounds. You may kill me and the child and everyone here, but I still will not know where she is. Now, please, give me the child. I beg you. I am your man. On my head.
Here, take it.
There have been rumors. The palace guard in the streets. Something has happened.
Something has happened. Perhaps everything has changed.
Let me get you something to drink. Sherbet for His Excellency, now!
Yes,
Master. What have you heard, Ibn Bey?
I told you. Only whispers and rumors.
Saying what?
The first wife. Something happened. And now you are looking for the slave. Something has been stolen, perhaps.
Perhaps a life.
What? The first wife? No, it can't be. She wouldn't.
Exactly. She would not risk losing the child, so she will come here sooner or later. Take this coin. And when she comes, give it to your swiftest servant, your swiftest mind. It will admit him anywhere in the palace. He will find me, inform me, and you will keep her here.
Give us water. We need water in here. We won't be any good to you then. We need water.
Here. Drink this. You betrayed us. I believed you and you lied.
I didn't want to.
I trusted you.
He didn't.
And who was right, you little bastard? If I ever get my hands on your neck, I'll kill you.
But you won't. They'll sell you and then you'll be gone. And it won't matter.
Open the cage and get the girl. No. No, please, no.
Don't let him frighten you, sweeting. It'll be all right as long as you do what you are told.
Do you hear her, big boy? I said, do you hear her? Or do you want to play with the doggies?
I hear.
Come on, dear.
No. Please don't hurt me.
Nobody wants to hurt you, sweeting. You're much too valuable. Untouched.
Hold the dogs, boy!
Down! Get down now! Hey, what did I just say? Down! That's it.
How do you do that, boy?
Huh?
With the dogs. Calm them like that.
Just do.
You do it with other things? Camels, horses.
I suppose. I just do it. Some dogs even Rajik can't control, but I can. Why?
Maybe I won't break your neck when we get out of here. Maybe you're going to be useful.
You won't get out. Nobody gets out.
What are they doing in there?
They're doing what they do. Inspecting the merchandise.
I swear I'll rip that bastard's head from his body and feed it to his dogs in front of his bitch wife!
Is she your daughter?
What?
Because you care about her.
Care? She's a whining, selfish...
It's all right. It's only business with Raji Campanera. That's all. They never sample the merchandise themselves. Oh, shh, they're coming.
Don't be a fool, sweetie. Nobody harmed you. You're still unsullied, a sweet little bargain for a man or a woman.
Huh? I hate you. I hate you. I trusted you.
You might be a pretty one, sweetie. But someone needs to take a crop to you. And believe me, if bruises didn't lower the price, I'd do it myself with pleasure. And I still might, so shut up!
It's okay. It's okay.
In memory of the first of all my wives, I have created a perfume of a rare and delicate nature. The dark of midnight heralds the light of dawn. Let us remember the fragility of life, the futility of hope in the face of the inevitable end of all human suffering. And let us celebrate the delicate but strong power of love.
Strong stuff, this delicate fragrance. My mother thought they all smelled of horseshit.
Madhu, my dear boy, when we sent you away to become a man, little did we guess that you would return to bury a beloved mother. Come, sit by me. We shall share the sadness and the memories of a great woman.
I have to go. Duty.
Don't worry. We'll meet up later. You can show me the city. Don't breathe too deeply.
Wish me farewell as I vanish into the mist.
Madhu!
Coming, Majesty. We will join the streams of our grief into a river of sorrow.
Do you think it's acceptable to leave at this point?
It is a matter of survival. I suggest we leave the old gent to suffocate in his mourning and find some decent entertainment.
It's quite a view, Commander Wolf. Have you visited the city before?
Not my natural hunting ground. I prefer the high mountains. A man can breathe there.
It's a question of getting used to things and putting up with them.
The sooner I'm out of this place, the better I like it. Except, I would like to see a bit more of Tuman Bay before I go. You understand?
Should I request a guide, sir?
I think the commander is thinking of something rather more, shall we say...
A man has his needs.
You?
Yes, General.
You know the palace?
Of course, General.
The commander here requires some entertainment. Do you understand?
Of course. If the commander will follow me, I will ensure that all his needs are met.
Till later, Wolf. We will talk tactics.
As you say, General.
Lead on. This way, sir.
You may amuse yourself, too, if you wish.
Thank you, sir. Where shall I attend you later?
At this address. At sunset.
Of course, my lord.
Interesting. Oh, sorry. Did I surprise you, brother?
No, I saw you skulking in the shadows. I expected to see you inside.
I have never liked funerals.
Strange, considering how many you've caused.
How were the provinces? Did you find an army?
Never mind that. What the hell have you been up to, Gregor?
My job.
Really?
Really?
Which consists of what? Having a spy right under the first wife's nose who can't tell you who killed her because what? She was killed too. She was in league with the murderer. She's run away. Help me here.
There are several possibilities.
Shajar deserved more of you, brother. Damn it, I deserved more of you. When you make a camel's ass out of a perfectly simple operation, some of the shit rubs off on your family. Were you blind or just stupid?
Perhaps you should ask her blue-eyed brother. He seems to have become your follower.
I'm asking my brother. As for the blue-eyed fellow, I can assure you I will be keeping a close eye on him.
Even so, I would like to interrogate...
Out of the question. He's a military asset. After all, he grew up in Maya's court with his... sister. Oh, you didn't know. Never mind camel's arse, this is an elephant's arse. You're losing your touch, little brother. I wonder if it's healthy anymore being seen in your company. And don't even think about trying to lift any of my people off the street.
Bad taste in your mouth, Gregor.
Excuse me, I've got an appointment.
And how is the general? Did he have anything interesting to say?
He's a soldier. They never have anything interesting to say beyond battles, men and weapons. And latrines.
If I didn't know you better, I would say you were looking anxious, perhaps. Well, our Sultan is a patient man, but then failure is... Maybe this is the time to work together.
What do you mean?
The girl was your spy. It's all right. You needed her, an informer in the harem, someone close to the first wife. But she betrayed you. Well, it's a dangerous game. I know that, but others... Well, others might be less understanding. You know, I've even heard it said that this slave girl is still working for you, and that the mystery of Shajar's death, well, it might well lie at the locked door of your little torture chamber.
Interesting theory.
Yes.
Well, I have business to attend to, and...
Oh, and who is your appointment with?
Well, that's none of your
business. But it is the Sultan's business, since you failed him so badly.
The envoy. All right?
I've always believed that information is power. I'm beginning to feel increasingly powerless. I need to know. I need to know more. I need to know...
Effendi Red.
Everything. I apologize for my absence.
I hope all is well.
A death in the Sultan's family.
Ah. But then life is but a moment in the light of the sun.
Playing chess?
A game similar to the one you know as chess, but for one player.
If there's no opponent, what's the point in winning?
One plays against oneself.
Then who wins?
Perhaps that is what makes it so interesting. I assume you've come to report that the Hafiz is ready and that the reliquary is with him. I would like to inspect it before leaving.
Actually, you're not leaving.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet-sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is what it's like.
What is?
Being a slave. Before, when you said it, I was just angry.
What happened in there?
What usually happens to slaves? They examined me. Looked into my mouth. Looked everywhere. It wasn't even like it was me. It was just something they could sell.
You'll get over it.
Is that all you can say?
You can get over anything as long as you are still alive.
Even if you feel like scorpions are walking all over your body.
Even that. If you have a reason to live. You want to get home to your father.
The slave trader.
You need a reason, girl. You have to find a reason.
And have you?
Yes.
What?
I have to kill a man. Very slowly. And painfully.
The man whose words you believed?
Yes. Only then, when I look into his eyes, will I speak my name again.
If you're going to do that, then... then we have to get out of here.
Tell me something I don't know.
All right. When they were poking and pawing in there, I was looking at them. Rajik has got a rash.
Where? What kind of rash?
I don't know.
What color?
Red.
Have you seen it before? You have, haven't you?
On the ship. On my mother.
And she's dead. And the plague is here.
Ah, General! As you instructed, I am here.
Daniel! Welcome back, General. Take my horse.
I'll take it, Master.
Come into the house.
Thank you, sir.
My husband, welcome back to your house and family. Praise God you are safe.
Father, welcome back.
It is good to see you. This is Daniel. He will be our guest.
I am honored, sir, to be received into your house.
Welcome, Daniel. I am Huda. This is my daughter, Manel.
Sir, you are welcome.
I am at your service, madam.
Come.
Come, Daniel.
And the orange trees?
The grove has been completed as you ordered.
The watercourse?
Has been redirected.
You know my mind better than I do, my dear. Manel.
Food and refreshment are coming, Father.
And my son. Is he coming?
He
is with his friends, Father.
It is where he is not that concerns me. He is not welcoming his father home. When he returns, you send him to me.
He is young, husband. You know what boys are. Of course. It will be as you command, husband. Orza, yes.
Should I call for the food now, Father?
Yes, of course. Do not keep our guest waiting.
As you command.
Master.
Eat, Daniel.
Thank you, sir.
You heard me talking to my brother at the palace.
Yes, I did. He is not a soldier, General.
He has led armies, but never fought battles. At least against equal forces. More of a diplomat. Very good at controlling civilians and... well, that's as may be. Nowadays, the Sultan likes to keep him close. He's master of the palace guard and responsible for searching out spies. Spies and traitors.
You have both achieved a great deal in Tumanbe, sir.
You were brought here as children. We were lucky. Our master saw a certain potential and used it, encouraged us to excel. That's how you get on here. Talent. Hard work, the right friends, duty, loyalty, family, and drink. Manel!
Yes, Father. Will you take mint tea?
Our guest first.
Thank you, miss.
You came here with your sister?
Yes, sir.
She was brought into the palace as a servant to Lady Sharjah.
Yes, sir.
And it appears she has disappeared after the murder of the first wife. What do you say to that?
There's nothing I can say. We were separated soon after we got here. From all I know of her, I think it unlikely my sister would have murdered anyone. Perhaps if she lost her baby, perhaps then. I do not know, sir. There's no reason that I can think of.
Well, perhaps you should think harder.
I have, sir. Ever since we came back to the city, the truth is, we were never close. I don't really know her at all. We were brought up in separate households.
Maybe. Maybe not. We shall see. From what you know of Maya, why would she send her envoy back?
The caterpillar in the moss.
Explain.
There is, in one of the districts of Amber, a forest where a certain caterpillar lives. It is slow moving. And over the days, spores of lichen settle on its body. But the lichen is not content to live on the caterpillar. It begins to seek out weak spots where it can enter the body of the caterpillar, where it can
keep feeding and feeding until the body is consumed and there is only the outer shell left.
But in the case of Tumanbay, loyalty is what will counter the parasites.
More tea, sir? Father?
Yes, of course. You like her?
My lord?
My daughter, Manel.
She is very beautiful.
Yes, she is. She's not for you. You touch her and I swear you will never touch another woman again.
Of course. I understand, sir.
My lord, you are truly a man of mighty parts.
I'll wager you say that to all your customers.
But I don't always mean it. Most of them can barely manage the one, let alone the many. For as far as you can see, it's all the palace. And then beyond that, it's the city.
Too much stone. I told the general, I need air around me. Here, you couldn't smell an enemy until he was close enough to cut your throat.
Maybe that's why there are so many throats cut in Tumen Bay. They say that once you come here, you never want to leave.
What in the name of all the devils is that? There is a boy in the sky.
You can find everything in Tumen Bay, even flying children. Have you ever seen anything like that before?
Never. How can that be?
It's called a kite. I think the Sinisians sent a delegation a few years ago and they brought kites with them. Some were vast, and it didn't take long before the children discovered you could ride them if you were prepared to take the chance.
Chance?
Of falling out of the sky and dying.
Not me.
The children of Tumen Bay would dare anything. Besides, who can stop them? Even the children of the highest play such games, and nobody really minds. All life here is a chance. One day someone is up.
And the next, they are playing the game of the two-backed beast.
Again?
Again.
I believe you were shown around on your previous visit.
I believe my guide on that occasion later had his life taken for his efforts.
But of course this is a far older part of the palace and more interesting. And I hope to retain my head for as long as I render our lord good service.
These shafts descend for half a league. Malefactors are lowered down and left to wander the caverns below. There's no way out, but somehow they survive down there in the utter darkness. No one has ever emerged, though. Perhaps they eat each other. Of course, these passages and corridors themselves are a labyrinth. If I were to douse the light and walk away, I doubt you would ever find your way out. Who knows?
I might surprise you.
Let me show you the gardens. A more pleasant prospect.
Are you going to tell me that the magnolia tree is nourished on blood?
The girl.
The girl?
The blue-eyed slave girl, Sarah. She's disappeared.
What is that to me? I will give you this. I had nothing to do with the girl. You really think she's involved? Surely it's more likely that her body is stashed somewhere in a culvert.
Is that what you believe?
It's one possibility among many.
What is it about the reliquary and the scrolls it contains? Why are they so important?
Did I mention scrolls? I don't think I have ever made any mention of scrolls, Excellency. I would say only one who's looked in the box would know of their existence.
Well, that is one possibility among many. Given that this is all an amusing game,
How valuable would the possible scrolls be to the one who had them?
Given that this is a game.
Of incalculable value.
And incalculable danger.
Where are you staying?
At General Kulan's house. He's been kind to me.
Beware the kindness of generals. In here. The Sultan has been kind to me too. He's allowed me my mother's old rooms whilst I'm back.
Well, you always said you were important.
Let's get some light. Some air. It still smells of death to me.
Do they know anything about who might have...
If Gregor knows, he's saying nothing. They say your sister must have seen what happened, but where is she?
Who knows?
Is she really your sister? There should be some... Ah, here. I knew she kept it in there. It's old. Rather fine. Very fine. Try.
Fiery. But good.
You know, my father had my elder brother killed for drinking alcohol. That's when I started drinking.
Fortunately, I'm not a believer. Here's to us.
So, did you meet the general's daughter?
Yes, I did.
She's very beautiful, so they say.
She is, yes.
No one's seen her. Well, no one at court. None of my friends. No one, really. He keeps her locked away behind these big walls in his compound. His treasure. He must like you a lot if he's allowed your eyes to gaze on her beauty.
Or he might regard me as beneath notice. A slave, no more.
As are we all. The general as much as me or you. We are all the same here.
Only some rise and some fall.
Did you like her?
She seems... I don't know her.
Would you like to know her? Spend time with her? Do things to her?
Why do you ask, Madhu? Why does it matter?
I'm curious.
Would it bother you if I did think of her in that way?
No. Why should I care? Why are you smiling? I've been waiting so long for you to do that.
Was it worth the wait?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've been through a lot together.
And in the end, we found each other.
We can trust each other.
It's what true comrades do with our lives.
Do we swear loyalty?
Isn't love loyalty?
If I tell you something, will you swear to keep it to yourself?
I swear to keep it between ourselves.
Because Tuman Bay is a dangerous place. You need to know things other people don't know and have things they don't have. I was brought up here. I've seen how it goes.
Tell me.
You may have heard rumors about Lord Red, Maya's envoy. He demanded something, a box, a certain box. No one knew what he was talking about, but I think I do. They found her body, just there, lying near the wall. Gregor showed me as... how did he put it? A concession to the bereaved son. She'd been strangled while she was dressing. I remember a while ago, before I went away, she kept a box here, about a sword's length, inlaid with lapis and gold and silver. Very rich. She said it had been damaged...
Go on.
When the Hafiz brought it.
The Hafiz?
Hello? Hello?
Who's there?
We've come to see the Hafiz.
He's praying. You'll have to make an appointment.
I am the son of Sharjah, the chief wife. All of this, the Hafiz's safety, your own miserable life, was arranged by her.
But she is dead.
And I am not.
I can smell the spirit from here. This way, I think.
No, you wait. No.
Have you come already? It's too soon.
No. Do it now. In the name of mercy, make it fast.
I never should have believed that bitch.
The reliquary. Where is it?
I gave it to her. I trusted her and she betrayed me.
And what is in it?
The scrolls, of course.
Why are they so important? Let him sit. Let him sit. Here, drink this.
So, what were they, teacher? What did the scrolls say? What was their message?
Teach us.
In the beginning, the word passed down from the maker of all that is. And all things.
Wake up, you old drunk!
He will not wake, not until the morning. You will get nothing from him.
And what about you? What do you know, monk?
I know nothing.
Look at me, monk. Mark my face. You and your master are nothing in Tumen Bay without a protector. I am the Sultan's nephew.
He doesn't know anything, Madhu. Leave him be. Leave him be. We can come back. Goodbye, gentlemen. Thank you for your help.
Boy. Hey, come here. What's your name? You know my name is Heaven. What's yours?
It's Boy. That's my name.
Like him, then. He calls himself Slave. He says he won't have a real name until he's really free.
She speaks the truth, Boy.
What's that to me?
The first time you saw me, you asked if I could help you, if I could take you away and save you. I said I couldn't. I'm not an angel. But now I can. The plague is here. I saw it on Rajik and Pamira. It hasn't touched us yet. It hasn't touched you yet, but it will. It will, and you will die. We're all going to die if you don't run now.
I'm sorry.
Under the chin, a rash, and lumps under the ears. He wouldn't listen.
Look at the stars. What are we to them? Any more than the shadow of a lizard on a rock?
I'm sorry. I tried.
Under the chin. The lumps, too.
They are sick. Thank you.
We need camels, provisions. We have to move fast.
Wait. Why? Why?
No.
Please, I trusted you.
Damn him, Boy.
Set the dogs on him, Boy.
Girl, get back in the cage if you don't want to. Huh? Boy?
Oh, Boy!
No. We took you in. No. No, you can't.
Let's get you alive, you little rat.
Kill. Kill. Kill!
The master is not here.
I'm a guest of General Kulan. I was here earlier.
The master is away.
Daniel! Forgive our servants. They are obeying their orders. Please, come in.
Thank you. I was wondering where I might settle for the night.
Come.
It is very peaceful here, after the city.
It is as my father desires, a place where he may escape from the world. It is said that paradise is like a garden.
Who made it?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Who made the garden?
I tried to make it as... It's a poor attempt, but...
No, not at all. Forgive me, but that is why I asked who had created this oasis in the city. It seems to me that only someone who has great depths within, who has known both hope and suffering, could have made this place.
You are far too kind, sir. I do not deserve, no. No, not at all. You are wrong. I cannot. Forgive me.
Daniel?
General, I am sorry to disturb you.
Not at all. I was just helping my son remember that next time he will be present when his father returns home. What do you want?
I have some highly interesting information I want to tell you.
Won't they come after us?
Why? No one liked Vajik or his dogs. They're probably glad it happened. He was a cruel man.
But Pamira,
she was worse. She would have sold you to anyone for the highest price. I hope she died slowly.
You must have hated them.
He was a fool.
That Rajik, he couldn't see you had the power over the dogs.
I don't.
What?
I don't have power over anyone. I just talk to them and they listen, that's all.
You are a very strange boy, boy.
Are we free now?
On the way to it.
Does that mean you'll tell us your name?
On the way. Not there yet.
We're sort of like a family, aren't we?
Like a family?
Are you two going to get married?
No!
Never!
Why not?
I had a wife and two children. About her age, about your age. A boy and a girl.
Did they die?
Why would you ask that?
Well, mostly everyone dies, don't they? What about the plague? Won't we catch it?
We are not going to die. We are going to live.
Episode 6 of Tumen Bay, In the Beginning, featuring Rufus Wright, Olivia Popica, Christopher Fulford, and Alexander Siddick, was written by Mike Walker, with music by Sasha Putnam, and editing and sound design by Steve Bond. Tumen Bay is directed by me, John Scott Dryden, and created by me and Mike Walker, and produced by Emma Hearn and Nadia Khan. For more details, including a cast list, visit tumenbay.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death? This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Listen to The Passage now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.